Good morning. We're continuing Chilul Mechilas Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Aleph, and we're studying Siman Yud. And Siman Yud, the Chayyadim deals with a somewhat unique case. Probably is more common for them than it's going to be nowadays, when they live in an agricultural society. It deals with the act of extracting the honey from the honeycombs. So here we have. Again, this is not something which is gula karka in the classic sense. It doesn't grow from the ground. And thus only applies to gula karka. So taking the honey out of the honeycombs, is that which approximates an act of dosh or schita. You have the item that you want to use, the honey. It's encased in something which is akin to the husk of the kernel. So you have the kernel encased in the husk. You have the honey encased in the honeycomb. Is there malacha of dosh involved in the act of extracting it? This is relevant, even not in the field, not in the honeycombs, in the beehive. But a person buys, you can buy honey with which has the comb sitting in it, so is one allowed to squeeze those the honeycombs to extract the honey, or shake them to extract the honey? So one is not allowed to do so. That is considered an act of dosh. The Chayyim is not sure if it's a deraisa. The Mishabura posits that's an issa deraisa. That this act of extracting the honey from the honeycombs would be in a sederaisa. Because that is so, we have the halacha of mashkin shazavu. Even if the honey flows out on its own, beginning of Shabbos, he would have a comb with the honey inside, and he lets it sit there, and as it sort of, let's say, loosens up and melts a little bit, warms up, so the honey starts to flow out. So that's also that honey would be also to use because of the concept of mashkin shazavu. The liquid which came out on its own, you can't use. Except you might come to squeeze and get it out. If the person has the comb and there's honey sitting on the outside of the comb from before Shabbos, you're allowed to take that honey and use it. That's not mashkin shazavu. Even if it's sort of, you'd have to sort of scrape it off the outside of the comb, that's going to be mutter. The Chayyadim gets involved in a side issue, which again is not going to be relevant for us practically. Is one allowed to break the honeycombs out of the hive and take the honeycomb out of the hive? So the Mora says that is akin to the malacha of kotzer. This is the place where everything developed, and you're breaking it off from the place where it grew. It's not the classic case of kotzer because it didn't grow from the ground. It was attached to the ground, and you're removing it from the attachment to the ground. It's attached to the beehive, which is attached to the ground. The bees made this honeycomb here and attach it to the ground. But the Mora said it's like kotzer, but it's not a deraisa. Because midaraisa didn't. That's something which has to grow there. But in regards to dosh, the Mishmur Pasans is a deraisa. Maybe one understanding of why this is a deraisa, why is this considered the karka? The Gemara asks, why are you allowed to eat honey at all? We have a klal. The Gemara says that something which is produced by an animal which is non-kosher, the secretions are not kosher. So the milk of a non-kosher animal is also deraisa to hayotzei min hatamei is tamei. So why don't we say that the yotzei from the bees, which are an insect which is also to eat, the yotzei from the bees should be also to eat? The Mora said that's not how it works. The bee takes the nectar of the flowers in and then spits it back out. He doesn't digest it. So as opposed to when the animal takes in grass, digests it, and then produces milk. Over here, what comes out of the bee is the original nectar, which grew from the flowers. So it is a gedulei karka. Modern science says that actually what happens is the bee takes in the nectar. It has one enzyme, which does one act of converting the complex sugars. It cuts them into simple sugars. So honey is the structure of the molecule of the sugar molecule in the honey is a more simple type of a sugar as opposed to a complex sugar, and then it sits it back out. So that's why the honey maintains the flavor of the plant that it was taken from. That's why you have wire flower honey and clover honey and the mesquite honey even, because it has the flavor of the plant, because really it is the nectar just with this slight modification that the bee is doing, which Allah says that's not considered that the bee produced it. So it comes out, this is the original liquid which came from the ground, which is a form of gedulei karka. So maybe that's an explanation why the Mishnah Berurah could hold that dosh would apply over here, but be that as it may, but the Mishnah Berurah holds it's a deraisa. The Chacham says it might be a deraisa, so a person has to be aware of that. If they do get honey which has combs in it, they cannot squeeze that liquid out, and if the liquid flows out on Shabbos, that liquid is going to be usher to use. If it flows out directly into the terubis of the other honey, we'll clarify that point as we move along. Have a good day.